Hi, I'm Barbara Fien.
And I'm Honey Bear Rosie.
And you're listening to
Raffana, the best show of them all.
Oh, yes. So, if you are a long-time listener to Raffana, which would be like, I don't know, like 2 weeks,
yes.
You might, or if you're that devoted, you might notice that we did not post a podcast on Saturday. And if you are not following our Instagram, you wouldn't know that the reason that we did that is in honor of Naya Rivera yesterday, which terrifyingly and unfortunately is the anniversary of the actor who played Finn's death.
It was 7 years.
Yes, the 7-year anniversary. I remember the day that happened. I was so upset. I remember we watched the episode of Glee and Santana in the episode where they talk about Finn's death. Anyway, okay, sorry. Her body was found on the 7-year anniversary of his death, which is really harrowing, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And anyway, on the episode, she sings my family's favorite song from Glee, which is If I Die Young, which she did end up doing, which is the even more terrifying point. I'd also just like to say that there's already 3 people from Glee that died really young, and I'm thinking that perhaps, there's Puck, Finn, and now Santana, by the way. So maybe, just maybe, they were if there's, a murderer, they're trying to get with, with Quinn, which is kind of a jokey way, because you know how Puck and Finn were.
Yeah.
You saw them bacon, but yeah. The Glee, do you notice how they're all dying? Maybe it's the curse of the Glee. And this is kind of controversial. But I hope they get Lea Michele next because she's racist. Yay.
Yeah.
Because racist people really suck. And yeah, they really do. And I really don't need any more of those people mulling around, ruining innocent people's lives because they're stupid and they have prejudice. So yeah, racism is not good. But anyway, on a lighter note, I'd just like to end with, I will miss Santana was my favorite character from Glee. I'm so happy that she saved her son, too.
Yeah.
You know how they say that she most likely used the last of her strength before a wave. My mom thinks she could have hit her head. I think that there's somebody trying to murder everybody who could have possibly wanted Quinn just to save her. I don't know the actress's name because I only know Naya Rivera's name. I don't know any of – and Lea Michele.
Exactly.
Because Naya Rivera's the best and Lea Michele's really annoying. So – oh, and then Idina Menzel, who everybody loves, including good old Feeny. I love her. She was a teacher for that season for, a hot minute. But, okay. Anyway, enough about being, weirdly devoted to Glee. My favorite character died and I just have to deal with that and I feel really upset about it and I know everybody else feels really upset about it. And it's a horrible truth of this world of 2020 that 2020 is gonna snatch her away and ruin the legacy of someone so beautiful. Anyway, I'm a little tired. So today we're talking about, on a lighter note, childhood stories, lighthearted ones, because I'm sure everybody has an awful childhood story. I've got a plethora personally. I'm sure many people, there's no completely happy childhood. And if there is, there's something unhappy going on behind the scenes, which makes it unhappy. Okay. I'll tell you that. If you're feeling self-conscious because maybe your childhood didn't seem as good as your friends, they're hiding something because nobody had a picture-perfect childhood. Okay? Nobody. I'm sorry for taking all the talk time. You know?
No, it's fine.
Rosie's has a beautiful voice, and I'm just like, ooh.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, you got any childhood stories? We should have thought of.
Well, I don't have, my childhood was kind of, really weird.
Yeah, I'd say the same.
I remember having, little tea parties.
Aww.
With my stuffed animals.
Aww.
And having, a little, I don't know, having, a blanket and little teacups. And
that's so...
Know.
Normal. I love it. That sounds really rude. No, but that's so like good. Like that's so cliche in such a beautiful way that makes you feel like such a pure child.
Talk to them. It was,
I know
like, I
you're
game
just
to them, and then
because
I
you're
walk
perfect.
around.
And I love you.
And then I'd walk. I love you. And then I'd like walk around with them, and I would talk to them, and they would
And
come up
into
everywhere. But
friendship.
they'd have names, and like
Aww,
they were
bad
on little
name.
beds, like and. My favorites would like sleep with me, and like I don't know, I would just like talk to them. They're like my friends.
I had that experience too, where, and still even now, my stuffed
Same.
animals are some of my closest friends. I don't really like play with them. But I do like Yuki. I when I'm feeling particularly like on edge, I'll my like favorite childhood stuffed animal, like I'll take her with me when I'm feeling like on edge or I'm feeling extra like upset that day because she like just kind of calms me down. And brings me back to a time where I didn't have to be pressured by a bunch of people to do a bunch of stressful tasks and where I could just like I wasn't like, you know, I'm making the podcast depressing. I'm sorry. I'm really bringing the energy down, but
Oh,
it's just the
sad.
truth. And I recommend. Oh, there's a shark. Sorry, sorry. I recommend. I'll tell you about the shark later. I recommend doing something like that. Like whenever you're feeling like everything going on is too stressful, use some sort of memorabilia from a brighter time so that you can just reminisce and like maybe smell it. Because everybody gets those like pure feelings. I get it from like the season of summer, especially going to Provincetown. I know Anne likes the fall. Like she gets
The fall is the
the
best.
fall is the most disgusting.
The fall is my favorite season.
I don't
ever.
Know what everybody in the world besides a good old me is smoking. Because like I'm just smoking crack like a normal person. That's probably really offensive. Sorry to all the crackheads. I hope you get better. And I hope that and I love you. I hope, yeah. Anyway, sorry, I'm really rude. But yeah. But, like, everybody else is, like, smoking this fall drug. Making, like, they're, like, smoking, like, a pumpkin spice latte-flavored cigar or something. And I'm not here for it.
I like the temperature. It's, like,
the
so
temperature
great.
Is disgusting and freezing. Sorry.
But you also, okay, I don't understand you. In the winter, you're like, it's cold. In the summer, you're like, it's hot.
Yeah, but
want?
It's better to be hot than to be freezing.
No.
Yes.
You get, like, a blanket.
No. Okay, apparently, some people think that you can only get so naked. But, like, you can also only get so
only get
layered,
so
or you're gonna end up like,
no,
what's-her-face? Like, Raquel and Barbie,
thing.
When they dare her to, like, put on all the jacket. No, because, like, you know when they become a giant ball of clothes in Barbie Life in the Dream House?
Of course I do.
Oh my god, that show. I haven't watched that in years, but I remember the Amaze Chase or something. That was like, but I watched it like way too late. Like I watched it till sixth grade. And I mean, part of it was irony, but also part of it was a good connection to like simpler times. And I just felt, I have a place in that horribly heteronormative show in my heart. I really do. I'm sorry for you for breaking out the frickin' big terms. I don't know what's wrong with me today.
No.
Yeah, childhood stories.
Another childhood thing I can think of is when I at my like preschool day, not preschool, like my kindergarten. I remember nap time.
Oh,
we like take a nap.
Golly.
And me and my friend hated doing that. So anyway, the
was it
would,
me
like,
in a different body?
My teacher
what
would,
is
like,
wrong with me?
My teacher like would leave. And me and my friend, we'd get up, we'd run around. And then I remember my teacher came back, right?
You just ran around.
But my friend got caught, and I remember he didn't tell the teacher, and I remember that was like one of my favorite things when I was young. I don't know why. Like when I was like a kindergartner. Like 4 years old.
Yes, we went to different schools for kindergarten. We met in third grade, right?
Yeah, I went to the place, if anyone knows, it's called the Caring Center.
And I didn't go to the Caring Center.
Hazel in 7th grade, well, I guess now 8th grade went there.
Dang it. All right, shout out to Hazel.
Yes, Hazel.
Hi.
I've known you for 1,000 bajillion years.
You're very
it's
kind,
your
and you were always so kind to me, and you were always so, like, pleasant, especially when everybody was going insane and gag. And by the way, I know that Casey listens to this. Shout out to you, Casey. But we had some crazy moments in gag, mate. Like, that was insane. And I'll never forget it, also. Casey, it's, if you're listening, which you are, because I know you listen to this. And if you aren't, then I'll cry. But probably not for that reason, but, you know, enough of me.
Oh.
sorry. But, yeah, Casey does listen to this podcast, and I really respect them for that, because they're very nice. They're very nice, young individual. I don't know if they're comfortable with the word lad, so I'm not going to say it, because guess what? I'm not going to be disrespectful. Yeah. Anyway, I just stopped, like, overdoing stuff. I need to, one of these days, I'm going to take a concerta for this podcast, and you're going to see. Wait, where's our daily Aaron mention?
Aaron, shout out to you, your birthday present. If you're listening, I just got you your birthday present.
And I need to remember your birthday. I forgot his birthday.
Wow.
He's my dad. I forgot his birthday. I don't know if he knows that he's my dad, but he certainly is.
Why'd you text him? Like, he's your dad. He'll be very confused. It's like when you texted me that I was pregnant.
Oh, yeah. On my TikTok For You page, it's like, if this on your For You page, it's a sign that your friend's pregnant. And I was like,
your best friend's pregnant.
Your best friend. So then I texted her, and she's like, I'm not pregnant. I was like, oh, my God, Anne. So then I didn't text Anne. And I don't think I – oh, wait, no. I think I asked her in person on Sunday, but she was, in fact, not pregnant. But then – so I don't believe that you're not pregnant then. Because I don't – I feel like Anne wouldn't be the one to get pregnant. There's, like, a big, fat red flag, like, pointed at me right now.
Wait, you think she would be the one that got pregnant?
No, I think that you would be. I mean, okay. What? I think that,
oh, my God.
I think that if I... Well, I think that if I wasn't, like, very uncomfortable with the idea of getting pregnant, I would be the one to get pregnant. How do I say this? But, like, yeah, I would, yeah. That idea makes me very much uncomfortable. But, yeah.
But I'd be the one out of me and Anne.
Well, out of you and Anne, of course, you'd be the one. I feel like it's really difficult to say, because I feel like if I was able to, I would be the one. But... Oh, my God. That would be a whole nother emotional and painful roller coaster for me. But we won't talk about that. I would get rid of the child, though. I wouldn't, I mean, I would have an abortion if I got pregnant, because the dysphoria of that would not be, I could not live with that. But enough about my personal experiences. How's your, my child, nope. Can't talk. How's my childhood? How's your childhood?
I can only think of bad memories from my childhood.
Yeah, I know. I can't really. I'm really struggling. Like, to, I know that there's good ones in there. I know there's good ones in this big old noggin of mine. Ew. I didn't like that phrase.
I had good memories, but like my childhood, I don't think of my childhood. I just think of like my young baby years.
Yeah.
But those are all so sad. Like, okay, I remember taking photos at these benches.
Bench. And,
like, at all the benches in Philly with my aunt and my dad. Yeah. Or my mom, because she was in the hospital because she had cancer. Like, that is one of my memories I have. I remember of putting stickers on her. And then she has her last stroke. Like, these are such bad memories.
Like, yeah.
These are not good childhood memories.
Yeah, I really... So either I think about just peeing in the hallway. Once I had to pee, and my mom was being a big fat meanie, and she wouldn't help me pee, and I was like two, so then I just peed, and I was so ashamed, because I never peed. I was potty trained at like one, and I never peed. I was so uncomfortable with the idea of peeing. I was like, nope, urine for me, okay? That's not something that I'm comfortable with. And like, they told me to pee on a table at the doctor's office, and I was so like uncomfortable with that. Like, I was not like... ready to pee, like, that would not make me happy.
I peed on the sidewalk when I was young.
I'm sure I really peed in a few diapers.
And so I was right next to my car, and I started peeing.
People are so lucky. They have so many stories about them peeing. But I don't have any because, I mean, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. But, like, they have so many funny stories, like, oh, I peed on a car. Oh, I peed in the sidewalk. Oh, I peed in a hat. But I don't have any.
You peed in your house.
Yeah, I peed in the hallway of my house, which is now torn down to the sticks. We had a fire. Don't know if you know about it. House fire. The thing about fires is something I'll tell you that doesn't really have to do with my I guess I'm in my childhood. I'd like to believe that I'm still a child, but many of those are like, you're a teen. Get out the program. And that's what I always say. They're like, 14, you're a big fat boy.
Why 14, though? Because, like, 13 is a teen. Like, it says teen. What is teen in the name?
Yeah. I think that 13 is the technical start to teen, but you can still call yourself a child until you're, like, 18. Then you know that you're a big boy. Because, like, teenagers, they're either... So your parents are either like, oh, blah, 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 blah. My name is Parent. And that's such a bad impression of a parent. But no, like, hello, my name is Parent. And I'm sorry. They're like, hello, my name is Parent. So you did something kind of irresponsible. You're a big fat teenager. I can't believe it. Oh, you want to have a responsibility? No, you're a child. You can't do that. At least in my experience. Rosie is very responsible. Well, Rosie is mostly responsible. Yeah, you're pretty, compared to me, you're like an adult. And I'm like a little baby boy. Like, I don't... Like, respond.
Okay, well, I feel like it depends on the scenario.
Well, if I was taking on the responsibility of, like, crossing a street, perhaps.
You're good at that. Well.
It depends on the street.
I'm so terrified of big streets.
Yeah, I am not as scared. I think I'm gonna get killed. Because we both live in the city. My streets aren't as big as the streets in your neighborhood. My streets in my neighborhood, so.
Long streets. Like,
I'm just used to the awful street. Driving near 7-Eleven, so I'm able to fadoodle my.
That area is so weird.
That area is like a circle. You have to walk in. That area is awful.
There's like a bajillion ways like cars can go.
But also, but the thing is, near the place, in your neighborhood, you know, the place, near, like, the art museum, that street makes no freaking sense. Like, where am I supposed to go? Am I supposed to stop on the middle, or am I supposed to just go across on the side? Like,
and where are you supposed to go? Because these stupid cars are just going to keep rooming on.
Rooming bond, bye.
She was revving up. Happy birthday,
my baby angel niece. My little angel. We went to the, you know what we got Doris for her birthday?
What?
So we went to Doggy Style, a lovely place that I love so much. It's a chain. I don't know if it's just in, like, Philly or, like, in Pennsylvania or in, like, my area.
I've seen that place.
Or just in America, but I don't know. I think I've seen one in New Jersey, but Doggy Style, there's several in Philadelphia where we just so happen to be thriving on. Well, thriving's a loose term at this point, but we're technically still alive here, and we're living here, so. I'm being so obnoxious. It's kind of gross, not gonna lie. But anyway, oh my god, I'm lost my train of thought. Anyway, yeah, so we went to the store, and we got her a new leopard print, pink leopard print collar. It sounds a lot more loud. It's a lot more discreet looking than it is. It
sounds like something with, I had when I was little. I had a pink leopard print.
I had a pink leopard print collar for this weird Barbie or Bratz dog thing that I had.
Beanbag with my name in on it in purple cursive.
I love that. Wow. But anyway, it gets better. Throwback. We got a pink leopard print collar and custom engraved the name Doris in cursive on a pink heart-shaped tag.
That's literally my beanbag.
Oh, your beanbag is literally a heart-shaped cat tag with
Blanket.
Yeah, so she ran, and then we gave her, there were some CBD cat treats, and then she mellowed out when we gave her those.
I love Doris so much.
So we got her some weed cat treats, but, and she liked it, she liked it. We got some of the, like, free samples, but, yeah, and we also got her, like, a little feathery little mouse toy that you can put catnip in, so that she can play with that, because she likes feathers, she likes, I guess, getting high, and, you know, childhood stuff. We're getting distracted. I remember Oh, it escaped me. What do I remember? This is kind of harrowing to try to remember something good from your childhood.
I remember, like, going to the zoo and seeing my favorite animal, the tigers.
Oh, I remember when I go to that museum. Which one is it? You should know. It's in your area. I don't
Please touch museum.
It's the no. Oh, that was I used to always be so pissed off at all the other kids because they were like ruining the freaking McDonald's in the Please Touch Museum.
Yes,
like they were so disorderly. They were just throwing everything. I was trying to like grocery shopping.
That was my favorite place
in the grocery store. That little town. I want to go back so bad, and I want to be like, oh yeah, wait. So my aunts have a baby. We should go
back when it opens.
Yes, my aunts have a baby. Shout out to Phoebe. I love her so much. She's so adorable. Oh, I love her. But when she's like a toddler, when she gets old enough, I want to take her to the Please Touch Museum, and I'll be like, it's for Phoebe. It's for me. I miss it.
I miss their little store. I'm kidding. I used to get everything. I used to, like, go to the...
My parents never let me get souvenirs from anywhere, but...
No, the store. Like, the... the grocery store.
That was my favorite place. The little town and the Alice in Wonderland exhibit where you can paint stuff.
Yeah.
I also always went to that...
We could, like, paint the roses. That treehouse
where you can smell stuff, and I still have the smell stuck in my nose.
Yes, and you pull the udders.
Yes,
and then there's like a little flower by it,
and then you looked into that little room, and it was tall and weird and cool.
Yeah, and you would paint the roses, and you'd play the
crow. Yes, it was so fun. And the roses,
rubber ducks.
Yes. Oh my god. And there was this area. It was okay. The Please Touch Museum, for those that don't live in like Philadelphia, is this beautiful giant like playground inside where you can touch and play with everything for like toddlers, and I want to go back because I'm upset. And I think that's why I became obsessed with, for some reason, once you make something into a set, it's just so cute to me. Like for example, like the In the Heights set, that street, I just want to play on it for hours because you know what, because it's so much like cuter as like a set.
Yeah. And,
like one of like Hairspray Live, like that set of like the of Baltimore. I didn't need to sing that. Baltimore is so, like, I feel like this is more of a random episode.
Well, I guess.
Just so you know.
Childhood.
I mean, hey, we kind of got to childhood with the Police Hush Museum. But yeah. It was this beautiful place. Art so museum? Beautiful. Oh, I miss it. What are you saying, mate?
I'm trying to think of the museum you're talking about. Art museum? I hate that museum.
No, I'm talking about, it's like, you know that museum with the giant dinosaur thing hanging on the ceiling. Then you go inside, and then there's a bunch of taxidermy. The
natural, whatever.
Yes, the Natural Museum of Natural Sciences or something like that.
Yeah, some
science. Natural science. But it was, like, the Philadelphia Museum for Natural Science. Yeah, but yeah, okay, like there's that. There's this one place that I love, and I always loved. It's this area with the taxidermy. And I would sit and watch the taxidermy video for hours. Maybe not hours, but, like, 20s of minutes. And I would love it. And I just like, okay. I was obsessed with the taxidermy. It brought me somewhere. Mentally, it brought me somewhere. And I'll never forget those times. We have to go there sometime together.
Yes, we can.
Flipping taxidermies. They were my favorite part of the entire. Like, I'd go there and I'd play in the taxidermy exhibit. I would pretend I'm a tiger. And I'd pretend I was all the animals. And I'd look at them through the glass and be like,
I know my exactly daddy. What you're talking about. I love that.
Yes, like that. Those vast like halls. Theories, and right? Then they had rabbits. They had rabbits. Oh, there's a scorpion.
Wait.
They had rabbits. Not in my house. In Animal Crossing. But they had rabbits. They had cute little baby little rabbits.
Wait, you're talking about like. Oh, it killed me. Like they had all those like little. Like those little scenes, right?
Yes, all the little taxidermy like scenes of animals. And I was too young to realize that they were dead skinned animals filled with clay.
I didn't
think
about that either. I thought they were
like, I didn't think they were fit. Like I watched the video and I knew they were, but I didn't realize how morbid that was. But like I knew what they were, but I didn't realize the
true situation. They have a bunch of that.
They have so many. Mummies. It's cruel. It's cruel and awful, but it's so fascinating to me. I always wanted to touch them, and then our friend Anne. Our friend Anne accumulated a collection of taxidermies, and then I got to pet them. I got the squirrel is so cute, but I get to pet taxidermy now. Like she has a little squirrel hanging on her wall, which is really upsetting, but it's a cute one.
My dad hasn't noticed it yet.
He hasn't. No, that would upset him.
Safety squirrel, because they're his favorite animal. Safety squirrel.
He loves. Your dad does love squirrels.
We still have safety squirrel.
Yeah. Oh, I remember. Here's a story from my childhood and middle schoolhood. My dear grandma, my Lola, if you know, like, languages that aren't English, that's the most vague way
wow.
to say Cebuano, but okay. Or Tagalog. I'm not a good person. I think it's Cebuano because that was her language. That was her first language. But she lost it all because she learned English and then she never got a chance. So that's sad. But it's still fine because I love her so much. Anyway, Lola, she, Lola means grandma, just so you know. It's because I'm so fancy. Like, I speak like another language. I literally, like, don't know any Cebuano or Tagalog, and it's kind of sad, but it's really not that sad. I don't really, yeah. Okay, I need to stop talking and start going.
with my story. Going.
I know, I'm going, but you're it's not road. In the right direction. yeah. But, like, I just squeaked while there. But, like, so every year on Grandparents' Day, she and my grandpa, who is... less, I guess, unknowing of the rules of school. But they do... what they do is they never tell us the right... I'll tell them the story about the... about my great-grandfather, my great-great-grand... I'll tell them that later. Were you in that class? I really hope. Oh, I hope. Oh, golly. I really hope so. It's wrong. I keep saying, oh, golly, recently. Anyway, sorry. It's getting annoying.
Oh, golly.
My... stuttering and stammering and waiting to go. Okay, enough of that. Anyways, so my grandma, so there's meeting for worship at our school. It is, in fact, a Quaker, well, no, not our school anymore. We go to public school
that's
now.
That's so weird.
But it was, in fact, a Quaker school. And so, fun little time, fun little moment. something happened. And something happened. I'm so sorry. I just spaced out for a while. I'm sorry. I have a lot on my mind these days. But
you hit a red light.
I certainly did. Yeah. So she doesn't necessarily understand the meaning for worship because she knows that people talk during it. Because in meaning for worship, when you feel moved to speak, you stand up and talk. So the grandmas. So all the, like, grandmas and grandpas and there, I don't think there are any non-binary grandparents, but
that's what they
if
say.
There is, good for them. But,
they all say, like, I feel God, he's, like, whatever, I don't know. They all say that. They stand yeah, up.
But they all talk about Jesus and stuff. And good for you if you do really like religious stuff. I don't my yeah. family's not really super religious. Like we celebrate Hanukkah and we celebrate Christmas with like my aunts. Like they have like a tree up and stuff, but we just have like a menorah and we just really badly do Hanukkah. and I'm the only person besides Hannah, but Hannah really knows, like, the like, thing you say on Hanukkah. I know it, like, completely butchered. It's not right. Like, the way I say it, like, I feel like I'm disgracing the world. But anyway, that's, like, really random. I just, like, went into Hanukkah. I was like, all right, anyway, Hanukkah. But, it's really random. Sorry. but I don't know what's wrong with me. Okay. So, Lola. Her name is Alma, if you want to know her. I love her so much. I love her so much. But when she stands up in... Rosie just texted me, good job. Because I'm an idiot. I'm literally droning. So Lola, she's one of the most wonderful people in the world. But in meeting for worship, there's always a tradition that she does. First, she starts talking, especially over other grandparents talking. So once during meeting, once right before meeting for worship, My shirt was a little too big, and it was slipping down my shoulder. And then she tried to fix it, and it fell down again, because I was a tiny little third grader. And then she was like, Finn, you're wearing a sexy blouse? Those exact words, right in front of the cameraman. And that was a little traumatizing, but not comparatively to when this year, I believe, it was either this year or last year, she turned to me during another grandparent talking and said, Finn, how's school? Like, you're in my... She was in my school. I'm embarrassed. I hope she never finds this podcast, but she doesn't have a phone. Like, she has a house phone, but she doesn't have a mobile phone, so she can't listen to it. Or, like, an iPad or anything. Or I don't even think she has a computer. She might. But, yeah. But I love her. I'd also like to stress that I love my Lola so much with all of my heart. And I love her so much. Like, but she's... But, like, it's so funny. But, anyway, she embarrassed me a few times during that. But then, oh, boy. Here's the frosting on the cake. So she's basically on Grandparents Day, she basically adopted Josie as her, like, as her granddaughter. So she has two grandchildren. I guess she wants more, and I want siblings, but you know, who cares about good old Feeny and good old Lola line? But you know, I love her so much. I'm gonna keep saying that. I'd like to stress that I love her so much. Like, I'm not trying to mock her. Also, don't mock her. Don't do it. It'll hurt her feelings and she'll cry. Anyway, yeah. Don't do it. Don't do her voice. Don't do it. She's my grandma. I can make fun of her however much I want, but you can't. Anyway, I'm talking to the viewers. I don't really care what Rosie does, but because she's my best friend. And she's not talking, and I'm worried about it, because I feel like I'm stealing the spotlight, and I've been taking forever to tell this one story. But anyway, every time we're meeting for worship, she always goes, Finn, here's your allowance. And she hands me some money, and I'm like, I don't deserve this, but thank you. But then, when Josie's there, she hands her allowance, too. So, but I guess I'm the favorite, because she gives me a lot more money than she gives Josie. And I feel bad about it. But, I mean, it's an exciting time. Josie can get a Slurpee. So can I. Except I can get several. She can get, like, two. So I feel pretty powerful. Not gonna lie. She can get, like, two freaking metallic plastic cup Slurpees with that money. I can get, like, 50. I can. $20 gets you. I mean, a surprising amount of metallic plastic Slurpees, but... Not enough to satisfy my heart. Yeah. Everyone has a hole in their heart that they choose to fill with different things. I feel like that's not sexual, but...
With.
It didn't. I just made it sound sexual.
What do you fill your hole with? Shut up.
You okay, knew what you were doing.
No, actually,
yes,
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't mean to say
yes,
that.
You did.
No, I didn't. Sorry. Okay, no, I'm not talking about a different thing. I'm talking about your what you were saying. Yeah. What do you fill your hole in your heart you. With?
Slurpees.
Wow.
You know, something you're gonna be annoyed at. I just remembered after saying that. Jinx Monsoon said once in an episode of Cool Mom. There's a hole in your heart where a dick should be. Don't fill it up with junk food. And that really resonated with me, to be completely honest. Don't you laugh. This is a serious message. This is a serious message, matey. But I always resonated with me. Because it shows that if you feel unloved, you can't solve it. You can't solve your aversion to romance and sexuality by simply eating about it, which is something that I've learned, certainly. No one can eat about everything. They eat enough to shove down the feeling coming up their throat of pain and stuff they don't want to say, if that makes any sense. But all you have to do is just let it
out. I'm sorry, but you lost.
I know, I lost myself a little too there. I don't.
You might have lost the viewers.
I think I lost most people. listening to this.
Okay, viewers.
Listeners. Sexy little listeners. Ew. You're viewing. No, that's impossible. You're viewing maybe your phone screen eyeballs. To turn it off because you're annoyed at me hogging all the talking time.
You're viewing the pause button.
You're viewing the delete the app button because you gave up because we ruined podcasts. Shark.
You're viewing the unsubscribe.
Yeah, you're viewing the unsubscribe. You're done with me just yabbering. I feel like I've ruined this podcast button, that's about the both of us. Like, I feel like I've ruined our podcast. Like, the harrowing feeling when you feel like you've ruined something that you own. You know? It'd be one thing if I feel how I currently do. Whoa, what is that? Yes, I caught a freaking saw shark.
I hope you all enjoyed this podcast.
Yes, we both hope that. Should we leave them with, like, a parting message? Something really helpful.
We love you all.
No, something helpful. People, I mean, we love you, by the way.
People are worthy of love.
Yes, you are all worthy of love. No matter how conflicted you feel inside, one day you'll get closure, and it's going to feel amazing. The day that you finally get closure with the thing eating you up the most is the best. It's going to be one of the best days of your life. And it's going to be an amazing experience. And once you finally feel the relief and the release of closure, when you're longing so much to find something out about yourself or about someone else, or, well, maybe hopefully not about someone else, or, like, longing to maybe ask someone a question or tell someone something, the moment that you find closure and the moment that you finally figure out what's happening or what you could have done or what you did do or what you did right or wrong about something is the day that you'll finally be happy. So if there's something eating you up right now, I mean, like, metaphorically, if there's, like, a dog on you just gnawing, like, maybe get it off, I don't know. But if there's, like, something, like, mentally eating you up, just do your best to solve it. And maybe you're not even ready. Maybe you don't even know the answer or what to do about it. But if there's anything I can say, it's that once you finally find the answer, it'll be such a relieving moment of your life. So I recommend you try to search. And even if you have no way of starting it, if you're questioning something so deeply that you don't know why you've been there in the first place, or if you accidentally triggered something and you don't know how to get rid of it, or, like, if you had such longing, intense feelings that suddenly something, like, stops you from having those for no reason and you can't get them back. Like, we've all been there and we just, yeah. Anyways, I hope that if you are experiencing those things, which really suck, you feel great. And I hope you have a great night. Hope you feel so much better. And I hope that you know that one day closure will come and you'll get an answer. And maybe it's not the one you like, but hopefully it is. And if it is, that's going to be a lasting experience that you're going to remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And no matter what, we'll always be here for you at Rofono. Feel free to DM us anything, except not, like, nudes. We aren't fans.
We love you all so much, and we hope you have an amazing rest of your day, night, morning, evening, afternoon,
whatever time you're listening to this. I'm sorry for ruining the podcast. I hope you all find closure and happiness in all of your lives, and no matter what, the darkest times, they might want to just get you. They may want to just get you. But it will get better, probably. Maybe not even. And I know a lot of people probably like, it gets better, and then it doesn't get better. Yeah, it longer than they make it out to be. So yeah, I know. Rosie's like, what the heck's wrong with you?
But okay. Yeah.
So just trying to impart some words with you. Don't know how many people maybe need to know this. Like okay, let's just give them a compliment. Like, your hairline isn't as ugly as you thought it was, Brenda. No, I shouldn't have put a name in. Like, your ears are beautiful. Your nose fits your face really well. And I really think that you are the most gorgeous person. That's what I have to say. To whoever needs to hear that, someone needs to hear that. I hope you heard it. You look amazing. Don't let anybody tell you that you don't. Especially not yourself.
You can do it. We believe in you.
Yes. Rosie the Riveter. You can do it. Sorry, I said that like in a mocking tone. I'm a big fan. We had a nightlight before the fire of Rosie the Riveter. Oh. Yes, and you are. You dressed up like her. You are my young Riveter man. What is wrong with me? I'm like, okay, I'm a little out of it. But the words that I speak, the wisdom that I'm giving you for like far too long, I'm dragging on, is all coming from your heart. And it's making Rosie upset and annoyed, but it's making me feel like no, there's stuff coming. It is. It's making me feel like there's stuff coming from my heart. Like I just opened the hole in my heart. Part of the Red Sea. I opened the hole in my heart and let some wisdom drizzle out.
So it's drizzling. So
I hope you like it. We love you. Sorry for being weird. Childhood. Suckerfish. I used to say suckerfish when I saw them, when I saw suckerfish. The dentist.
I say meow meows.
No, you call them catalog.
No, I call them meow meow logs.
Yes. No, you call them I remember that story. I thought that was catalogs, but it was meow meow logs. I love that so much.
Okay, so yes. I hope you enjoyed. We love you all. Have a great time.
Bye. Love you too. Goodbye.
Fuck the